question. It is said that Lord Krishna, he descends at Lord Chaitanya because he wants to know Radharani's love. But if Krishna is all-knowing, then how can he not know Radharani's love for him? Answer: the absolute truth can be understood from the perspective of Tattva and from the perspective of Leela. From the perspective of Tattva or philosophical truth, Krishna is all-knowing. At the same time, this omniscient Krishna often conceals his omniscience. God conceals his omnipotence so that love can reign supreme in the abode of the topmost love, the spiritual world, especially Golok Vrindavan. So when Yashoda Mai is chasing Krishna, Krishna is genuinely fearful. He doesn't know whether he's going to be caught or he's going to escape. And he's running for his life. When Yashoda Mai catches him in the Damodar Lila and has a stick in her hands, Krishna is crying. At that time, that crying is genuine. He is horrified, thinking, oh, what if that stick hits me? How much it will hurt me? It's not that at that time he's thinking, oh, I'm God, this is all just a drama. No, actually the excellence of a dramatic artist is in how much they can enter into the character. And the more they enter into the character, the more they are considered to be, so the more they forget their own identity, the more they are considered to be par excellence characters. So, when Krishna is performing Leelas, at that time he enters into the character. And entering into the character means that he, by the Yogamaya potency, his awareness of his godhood is covered. Of course, he can uncover that according to his will whenever he wants. Just as at one moment he is fearful that Yashoda Mai will tie me. And at next moment, or a few moments later, he thinks, oh, these giant Yamalarjun trees, they are actually people, celestials who have been cursed by my devotee Narada. And he has said that I will deliver them. So let me deliver them now. So he can exhibit his omniscience or omnipotence any moment that he wants in his Leela. But when he is performing the Leela, for the purpose of Leela, he conceals his omniscience, his omnipotence, his divine attributes so that the reciprocation of love can be intensified. So applying the same principle to the loving reciprocation of Radha and Krishna, we understand that Krishna, when he enters into the mood of Madhurya Ras, of amorous affection with Radharani, at that time, he and she are lovers. And when he sees how much she loves him, he just wants to know, how can she love him so much? What is there in me that inspires her to love me so much? And what is the ecstasy she feels when I reciprocate her love? With this understanding, wanting to understand this, is what inspires him to take on the mood and the complexion of Radharani and come as Lord Chaitanya. So that means Krishna, he is definitely God, and as in terms of philosophical truth, he's all-knowing. But in terms of the reciprocation of pastimes, and the setting required for the relishing of the pastimes, he assumes whatever is appropriate. So he conceals omniscience, conceals omnipotence. So Krishna genuinely feels, I don't understand Radharani's love. We see the similar mood in the conclusion of the Ras Pancha Adhyaya, when Krishna tells the gopis that I cannot repay you for the love that you have shown, for the service that you have rendered, for the surrender that you have exhibited. Actually, the existence of all of us is dependent on Krishna. So we are indebted to him, not he to us. But this is a feeling by which Krishna genuinely has, and he expresses that to convey his appreciation of the super exalted nature of the gopis' love. So the point is that tattva and rasa are different frames of analysis, and if we bring the point of Krishna's being the absolute truth into the various pastimes, then no pastime will make sense or be relishable. Now, if Sita has been abducted and Ram is searching for Sita, and if Ram is omniscient, then why does he need to ask here and there to find out where Sita is? Why does he need to form alliances with others with monkeys and others to regain Sita? And then why does, first of all, he have to be attracted by why does he have to give in to Sita's attraction to a illusory deer and go after it, thereby letting Sita come under danger? So, if the absolute truth consistently acted in an omniscient and omnipotent way, in an absolute way, then no pastimes would be possible. So, Krishna, in this role as the enchanting Vrajendra Nandan, Prince of Raja, he genuinely wants to know, as a part of the intensification of the rasa, the sweetness of the pastimes, he wants to know Radharani's love. So Krishna is wanting to become Radha, to understand Radharani's love, and becoming Lord Chaitanya is to be understood from the rasic point of view. Thank you.